Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, beautiful people. I am so excited to be here with you today. I have unbelievably great, new, exciting information. Yes, I do. And I want you to know that all of you and all the work we have done together has taken us into this whole new realm of understanding and work that we're about to plunge into. I'm just going to read you the bullet points. There is another field of information we have not been dealing with in our work. This is the field of IDF, or intrinsic data fields. IDFs are patterns and are neutral and complete unto themselves. Our energy, through our belief systems, accepts or rejects the patterns in the IDFs. The highest claim we can make, I direct me to align with all IDF patterns and the perfection that they are. I will read it again. I direct to align with all IDF patterns and the perfection that they are. We have not been including that in our work because IDF patterns are not part of the electrical grid that we've been working with. Our limiting beliefs have kept us from accessing this higher field. And that's why all the work that we've done in releasing and redirecting our negative into the positive brought us into this new expansion. Creates all states of health and wellness if you believe. So again, it goes back, do you believe that you can have the state of perfect health in your body through working with this new energy understanding? Because you know, as you believe, it is delivered to you. So when I was doing the work, I kept getting switched. Which, by the way, another piece of information is to unswitch yourself, you need to use your dominant hand. Okay. So I kept getting switched when I would make the claim, I direct me to align with all IDF patterns and the perfection that they are. So I stopped and I said, okay, what belief is making me get switched? And, you know, we get switched when basically something comes in at us and it's too much for our energy to handle. Death, the big loss of money, any kind of fear, right? So I wanted to know what belief was fighting me just accepting this new, and this is for all of us, this new information. And it was, I can never be God. So we're going to all come together right now and around knowing that we are the God that creates ourselves, our bodies, and our world. We direct us to align with all IDF patterns and the perfection that they are. And so it is. I would, and the channel suggests that you do this daily, connected with your love. This is the beginning of what they said was going to be this huge opportunity in March. The date they gave me was March 26th. Stephen was sharing with me a little bit of about what Nadia was talking about. This is why. You can either have it or you don't have to have it. You can believe it or you don't believe it, according to your choice. This is the great opportunity of expansion into self-healing that we declared the first of last year. If you remember, that we absolutely were declaring that we knew how to create health and wellness in our bodies and our minds. We didn't need sickness to fix anymore. All right, around all this, we're invoking the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth. Invoking the violet flame, the golden light, which washes all the garbage out. We state and claim, I am divine love. And so it is. There is another webinar. It's going to be on the teenager, and there's a lot of information through the private sessions coming in through that. Not until April, I think it's the 19th, April 19th, and it'll be posted this week, guys. Okay, I told you in order to unswitch yourself, I would do it, you know, in the morning or any time you take a big hit during the day with your dominant hand. And the way you do that, you make a fist with your fingers facing towards you, and as you bring your hand toward your eyes, you pop your fingers open like a firework. Okay, I can go to the callers. Please have your specific question ready to go. Okay, we're going to start with Miss Vicky in Florida. Hi, babe, you're on.
Hey. Okay, that's all very interesting that you just said. And my question probably relates to that because it probably boils down to a belief or not. But here's what it is. I was listening to you on Tammy's when you were on Tammy's show recently.
Yes.
I kind of checked out, you know, I was checking out some of the other guests. And there was this gentleman, I don't know if you've heard of him or have listened to him. His name is Lion Zonamayari. Very interesting guy, very sincere. And he was, I'm thinking of taking up one of his offers. And what he does is it's not numerology. He makes it clear that it's not about numerology, but he looks at your name. He looks at your maiden name, your mother's name, your middle name, and through this system that he learned later in life. And he looks at the different letters. Some letters are positive and some are negative and some are neutral. And basically for him, he said it made a huge difference when he changed his name. And for other people too, he had some testimonials for other people who changed their names. And then he downloaded, you could download a PDF of George Clooney and Anne Hathaway, and he walked through their name and how their name has affected them, et cetera. So for me personally, my question is this. I had been working on a novel and I put it aside and I'm working on it again. And I've had a numerologist say to me that I should use my maiden name. It would be the best name, you know, for my pen name. So I'm thinking of taking up one of his offers, and it's $250. He has three offers, and he puts a lot of time into them.
Okay, Vicki, yeah. I need yeah. your question.
That's my question. Should I do this?
Well, it sounds to me like you've already decided you wanted to do this.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. I
okay.
guess maybe my question
is... So why are you
really
asking me?
Well, because I just wanted a weigh in. Does the channel, is this just a belief then in the end?
Yep.
I'm just believing. Yep.
If you want
okay.
the channel's answer, if you love and embrace who you are,
yes,
it doesn't freaking matter what your name is.
Oh, gosh. That's what I was trying to really figure out. Yes.
Well, that's my channel's answer. As you know,
okay.
I have 100% trust. Look, guys,
right.
anybody that does numerology, anybody that does tarot, anybody
yep.
that uses a pendulum, those are just all tools that
right.
we're using to plug into the higher channeled energy. That's all they are.
Right.
Okay. So there is one thing valuable to take from this, Sheets, but give me a song, Vicki, any song that pops in.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes blowing down the range.
Okay. Okay. Do you think, so that song is Oklahoma, with, right? It's a celebration
right.
of
yes.
Oklahoma. And do you think if Oklahoma changes its name, that song and that feeling and that message will be any more joyful? See, you have that belief. And it's that belief. Guys, it's not the words, as James Dean used to say in acting. It's not about the words. It's about your beliefs and your feelings of joy and love around those beliefs.
So, in other words, if you've never liked your name, then maybe you should change it.
Yeah. And
okay.
it's not about the name. But if you have that belief and you
right.
change your name and that changes your vibration about yourself, then
right.
it's worth it.
Got it. Yeah.
That's
the exact thing I was looking yes. for. I knew there was something bigger than I was digging into that. Okay. Thank you. That's great.
You're welcome. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Vicki. Uh-huh. Yep. Okay, Miss Julie in Minnesota, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Thank you for taking the call.
Yep. What's your question?
Okay, it relates to my body. A couple months ago, I started with a hitch in my thumb, and then my knuckles, when I was like waving my fingers forward, started. And I've been trying to get to the base of the cause of this. Don't feel like I've been successful because.
Okay,
the,
so Julie,
this is all the way up to my neck.
This is, I heard that, all the way up to your neck.
Yep.
And guys, when I interrupt you, it's because the channel is going so fast and so loud in my head that if I don't, I'll lose it. So
that's fine.
This is a perfect example of how working with the IDF is going to help you. This
Wonderful.
Is a pattern. And why do we need our thumbs? We need our thumbs to grab a hold.
Yep.
That's what their purpose is. And, you know, you've heard jokes, well, the dog doesn't have an opposable thumb. So, you know, the animals don't have opposable thumbs. We're able to grab onto things, grab onto ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a pattern. And let me, I'm just starting to work with this, guys. So there'll be more clarification and information. But these IDF patterns go back pretty much from the beginning of time. They are positive patterns. Our belief systems have gotten in the way of allowing us to live in those positive patterns. That's my highest understanding right now. Okay. That being said, they want to give you a core belief that pertains to what you are trying to grab a hold of. Here. Okay, whatever we're getting to, this is how you are betraying yourself and your creation process. See, and it takes me right back to I can never be God. I just can't grab a hold of that idea that I'm God.
Okay.
Okay. So that's why we claimed that at the beginning of the show, but y'all need to do this daily until we reach the 100th monkey. So around knowing that I am God, I direct me to align with all PDF patterns and the perfection that they are. Can you embrace Julie as being perfect?
I'm putting that on my plate right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The channel is saying this to all of us. Can we define ourselves as perfect? Remember in the last show I did with you, they kept saying, or maybe it was John Burgos' show that I did, you can't keep trying to get there, guys. It's an oxymoron to try and get there and be there. And they
right.
never allowed me to use the word perfect before. But remember the last claim they gave us is I am health perfection. And they said, I said, why are you allowing me to finally use the word perfect? And they said, because you all have done so much work that you finally believe there could be a perfect. And now here's that word again. All idea
Wonderful.
Patterns and the perfection that they are. That's who we are. We just have to believe it.
Okay. Yep. So can I ask one more question?
Yes.
So a couple weeks ago, I had this dream, and usually I can get through things. And as a God, I have healed myself, letting go of stories. And, you know, so I have walked this process. I know it works. I know I'm God. I create with this process. So I was rather frustrated not being able to figure out the hand thing. So thank you very much. But I had a dream. It was a real jarring dream a couple weeks ago. I was sleeping in bed, and in my dream, the head of my mattress was smoldering and starting on fire. And I sat up and screamed, and then I woke up, and I was looking at the head of my bed. I mean, it was like a real-life dream. And I have – that's the other one that I haven't been able to
– Okay, according to my channel –
the symbolism.
Julie, you are everything in the dream. So you are you. You are the bed. You are the fire. So I am here resting, sleeping, and I combust myself. So how good are you at resting and taking time for yourself?
I'm pretty good at it.
Well, it goes right to know when you say that.
Pardon me?
It goes right to know. They're not talking about sleep.
Okay.
They're talking about when you're awake, you put yourself first, you take time for yourself. It goes right to know. Is that true?
I think I do a really good job. So that's real interesting. Okay. So I'll look at that closer then.
Hold on. That's the highest understanding. Everybody's, damn it, we're both switched. Okay. This is how plugged in this new jump in this work. So unswitch yourself.
Okay.
That's the highest understanding of the dream. She takes... They want you to watch your thought process. In your thought process, are you taking care of yourself or everyone else? That's the highest, most correct, most complete.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I do think about other people. You know,
yeah, like constantly they're saying.
Think about others.
Okay. All right, good. All right, baby. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Barbara in Arizona, you're on.
Hello, Dee. Welcome back.
Thank you, baby. Yeah, there was just no possible way. After my eye surgery, I wasn't allowed to lift anything, and I had to go to this con, but I couldn't travel with a carry-on, so I couldn't take my computer. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Here I am. What's your question?
Well, I'm so glad you took time to take care of yourself to mirror that
Thank
for everybody
you.
Else.
Thank you.
What am I hiding from myself?
Not the right question.
Oh.
What do you really want to know, Barbara? What do you really want to know?
I am in a state of calm and peace and the unknown, and a lot of things have shifted, and I'm not upset about anything. I'm just wondering, is this what that feels like? Or am I stuffing, you know, emotions and feelings and stuff?
Oh, my God. The channel said, literally, you just explained the state of bliss. And now you're questioning if you're farting around with yourself. You see how little trust we have in the God that we are? OMG. Yeah, just go live in bliss, will you, Barbara?
Thank you, dear. I'll be on the beach near you.
OMG. Goodbye. But isn't that what we do? Shit, things are going really well. Dang, I must be doing something wrong. My God. Okay, I think I'm pronouncing this correctly. Renee in Tennessee, you're on.
Hey, Dee. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm just calling in because I had moved last year out of an apartment. The apartment had molded and the landlord didn't do anything, so I moved out. But then I moved into another house, and I'm having some issues with the air quality and a little bit of mold. So is there something in me that's bringing up these issues or issues I need to clear out?
I mean, that's pretty clear. Wherever you go, there you are, it follows you. You got to know there's something to bring into alignment. Again, the work with the IDFs is going to help bring about the state of living that you want, and they want to give you a core belief. It's about breathing easily in your life. Here, 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 here. Okay, again. Okay, hold on. The belief we're getting to is, again, how you are betraying yourself and holding this joy and ease of these IDF patterns away from you. So here, here, here. And this one's coming up a lot in the private sessions. First one, I want to go back, but I'm stuck here.
Oh, my God.
First of all, guys, you're never stuck. You're not ever stuck. You are always in control of your own movement forward and your own expansion. So what is the time in your life where you were absolutely the happiest and felt the freest?
Probably when I was a kid. I felt like I had a really good childhood. So,
okay, so subconsciously, you're going, I want to go back there. But here I am, stuck getting older, stuck as an adult. I'm stuck. And when things get stuck, they get moldy, don't they? They get old and they age because there's no movement. There's no expansion. So
exactly.
I want you to be very clear not to look at the future, but to look at the moment right now. Guys, a good example of that is everybody think of the money you're creating right now. Just everybody do this with me. Think of the money you're creating. I would bet my house that 90% of you saw that out there somewhere. That's not where you create. You create within yourself first. You create you being the vibration of you. So I want you to see your light, the light within you, being the vibration of money.
Okay.
Now that, feeling into your love place sends out all the electrical signals you want to send out.
Okay.
But if you keep seeing it out there, you're going to be stuck here because out there is the future. Are you with me, Renee?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to start a business and I keep postponing things because I feel like I'm not ready.
Oh,
enough,
like
enough.
You're stuck
so,
here?
Yeah.
You keep
postponing
things because you're stuck here.
Yeah.
You're never stuck. I am creating, and write it out right now. I am creating blah, 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 blah right now. What do I need to do today to move this forward? How can I? How can I? How can I? Because I know what I want and I'm committed to it. Okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
You bet, baby cakes. All righty, Paula in California. What's up?
I just wanted to tell you, wow, and I love this. It's wonderful, and thank you.
Well, you're welcome, sweetheart. And
you sound
a lot clearer today.
Yes, I'm totally tuning in to IDF.
Yeah, your nose and all that sounds a lot clearer to me today.
Wow. Well, this is wonderful. I've been shedding all this stuff and just tuning in to the purity.
Yep.
That's the mission. Mm-hmm.
Good job. That's the opportunity.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you for doing the work, baby. All righty. Thanks for calling in, darling. And we're going to Jack in San Diego. Jack, are you new with us?
I've been listening for the past year or so, but I don't think I've ever phoned in, no. But thank you
for taking
my call.
You bet.
Thank you.
What's up?
Appreciate it. I have an extremely ill son for the past year, and he refuses treatment, and I just don't know if he's going to get better or not, and I was wondering if you could have some insight on that, please.
Well, Jack, first of all, my empathy with you. I'm a mother, and I know, oh boy, do I know. So the second thing the channel wants to make sure you understand, because your guilt will not help him, and you can support him. How old is he?
26.
Yeah. So he has a right to create his own life, as even a one-year-old does. So, you know, but when it comes to parenting, we think, well, there's something I should have done. There's something I could have done. And again, the statement that they gave me when I was going through stuff with Gabrielle was, I release you to your own divine I am presence. In other words, I release you to your own creation. I will love you, I will support you, and I for you. Okay. Hold on. Everybody's balanced. Is anybody switched? When I say he wants to get better, it goes to no, Jack.
Right. Yeah, that's he's extremely mentally ill, and he thinks some evil forces got hold of him.
He's right in a sense that his thought patterns are those evil forces.
Right. Right.
Okay. So,
but he won't take medication, and this is the third time he's been on a 5150. He's in treatment now, so to speak. And
okay, we're going to a core belief this page. Yeah, see, he absolutely believes that he has no control over his life.
Right.
I mean, he deeply believes this. This is a pattern that he has played out throughout many lifetimes.
Sure.
He can, it's possible. Well, now they're teaching me something new about this new information that just came in. You can, this is so crazy. You can, on his behalf, claim this new statement of IDFs.
Okay.
If you, they're suggesting that you just close your eyes and connect with his energy. Now, The important thing is to go to your love place, not to do it from a place of fear or anguish or trying to make anything happen. Just go to your love place, see your son, even see your son when he was young, and connect with his energy and claim on behalf of and put his name in, I direct the alignment with all IDF patterns and the perfection that they are. I invoke the symbol and formula, the violet flame and the golden light. Can you do that for 11 days?
I will.
Did you get all that?
Basically, I think I can.
Well, I don't want it to be basic. You go to your love place.
Yeah, right.
You feel love for him. And you say, on behalf of, and put his name in there, I direct the alignment with all IDF patterns, perfection that they are.
Got it.
Everybody's balanced, anybody's switched. The channel wants you to have some understanding about why he doesn't want to get better, Sheets. But give me a song, baby. Any song that pops in, Jack.
How about Happy Days Are Here Again?
Yeah. See, he just doesn't believe that that's possible.
He was a professional. He had a very good job up until a year ago, and he'd worked for eight years in the computer industry, and
Jack. Didn't make him happy.
I get it. Just must have built up and broke him or something. I don't know. Yeah, but I appreciate your input.
Well, this is his opportunity to put it to rest for the rest of his lifetimes. All our opportunity to put it to rest for the rest of our lifetimes instead of dragging this stuff back with us again. Overdone with
fun. Right.
All right. Well, will you let me know, please, in 11 days how he's doing? If you see any shift.
I will. And you seem to help a lot of people, so God bless you, and best of luck to you. Thank you kindly.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dee. Be well.
Good luck.
Okay.
That's the plan. All right, Katie in New York, you're on. What's up?
Hi, Dee. I was listening to you on, I think, another show you were on the other day, like Wednesday or something. And I wanted to ask about, with beliefs, is there a piece about, say, like fear or like an obligation, meaning like a, say, like, I think I feel like some kind of loyalty. That's what I was looking for. Like a loyalty, say, to my mother's beliefs or what she wanted. Like, was she, say, for example.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
Okay.
Katie.
Okay.
And
okay.
Most of us have that. And what I want to say to all of you is every parent on the other side wants you to go way beyond whatever they did. They want you to be your own person. They want you to be powerful. They want you to know that you're God. Because once they cross over, they get it. They're a part of the whole, of all the energy. So, again, Katie, I'm going to say this until you're blue in the face.
Okay.
You keep looking for what's wrong. You keep asking, why can't I? I don't want you to do that anymore. Write down what you want. Commit to creating it. And every day say, how can I?
So what if I feel guilt about creating what I want? How do I get rid of the guilt feeling? Like my inner child feels guilt about it.
You've been with me for months, honey. How do
right,
you,
but it keeps coming up.
Me? It keeps coming up because you keep asking. And whatever you ask for, you receive.
Right.
Guys, what do you want? Everybody pick what you want right now.
Okay.
All right. Go to your love place and just feel into all that love. Bring in what you want to your love place. That's what having it feels like. That's how you create it, with no agenda at all. Wow, that feels like love. All right, universe, create this with me. Seriously, how much simpler could it be?
Right.
But
no,
you
I love that.
Okay,
yeah,
then
I,
do
no,
it.
I think, I,
then just do
yeah,
it,
think,
Katie.
No, I do do it, but I think,
no,
like you said,
you
my inner child. No, I
you
do it,
don't.
But my inner child literally asks, well, what would my mother think? Like you said, I keep, right, I think I keep
okay.
asking that. Or
now,
my inner child
okay.
keeps asking that.
Then go to your love place again.
Okay.
That's what it feels like for your mother to say, Katie, you go be who you are and be as successful as you can be, because that's what I want. And it feels like love.
Okay. Okay, I get what you're saying. Like, I could reprogram that to what I think she would say.
Why do you care in the first place? But yes,
I don't. My inner child does.
Okay, but you're in charge of your inner child, Katie. You're in charge
right.
of her now. Reparent her
right.
through love, sweetie. You
okay.
know, I'm just going to do a webinar where I... where I literally lead, and it's going to be free, the channel says, where I literally teach you how to go in and do this exercise that we do in a lot of privates with your little child. Okay, I'm going to put that on the books. I don't know if I probably can't do it in March, guys, because I've got a wedding, two films coming up. So it's probably going to be in April or May, but I will create that for you, okay? Now,
yeah.
your job
yeah.
is to make mm-hmm. sure you attend it, learn it,
okay.
and then do it, although I just showed you how, okay?
Yes, yes.
All
yes,
right.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's just balance all of that, because it comes up so much in my private sessions. I am invoking the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light, around knowing how easy it is, doing it, embracing it, and experiencing the freedom from it. Invoking the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. All righty, Melinda. Hold on. Ah, there you go. What's up, baby?
Hey, I was just calling because today is my birthday.
Happy
my birthday,
birthday
is on a Sunday.
Beautiful girl.
Well, thank you. I thought, well, since my birthday falls on a Sunday, I should call Dee. And I just wanted to see if the channel has anything for me regarding my next year of being me.
Yes. You're already reborn, Melinda.
Wow.
It's
okay.
already done. Just, I mean, working with the IDFs, this new information will
mm-hmm.
expand it even more, bring you more opportunities, create greater states of health, although the channel's saying you're pretty damn healthy anyway. And, just know that they don't like the word reborn because it's connected to too much religion, which is why I named my book Born. But you're already there, baby. You're just already
okay.
there.
Okay.
Just celebrate. Have a birthday party and celebrate being there.
Okay, well, I'm having a couple friends over for game night and salmon tonight.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, just celebrate. And I think I know the answer. I just wanted to put out there the word perfect.
Yeah.
For me, I spent the first part of my life trying to be the perfect student, perfect daughter, perfect actor. And for me, I guess I need a different definition for perfect, because for me, it's always been a stressful thing. And when I let go of the need to be perfect, that's when my life is more joyful.
I get a yes on that, and your word is freedom.
Freedom. Okay. So I would. So when you said claim perfect health and wellness, how would I claim that with the word freedom?
The state of freedom in health and wellness. And
okay.
I direct me to align with all the IDF patterns and the freedom that they are. It's beautiful.
Freedom,
I
love
feel
it.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Freedom. Love it. Okay. Well, I'm going to celebrate my birthday today with freedom. So thank you so much.
Well, everybody that knows you, Melinda, celebrates your joy and your light that you always bring to everything. And
well, thank
all
you
have to
spend
do.
Work.
Well, for all of us, honey. And that's
right.
Why we come into embodiment. Because this is the plane where we get our biggest challenges right in our face.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
And just imagine when we leave these bodies, man, we are going to like soar in that energy because all the work we've done here.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
And I am grateful I'm getting her done so I can soar within in freedom. I love that word, freedom.
Yes. All right, baby.
Okay. Thank you, Dee. Love you.
Yep. I love you, too. That's a great claim for all of us. I soar in freedom. Oh, of course, my dog Freedom, every time I say that, her ears go vert. Okay, Joanne in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I love that word, Freedom, too. That was really great. Thank you so much for all of
yeah.
these. Have been fabulous. So my question is, I seem to be experiencing stuckness, but I can't say that because we were already there. But this like where I feel like I can't move forward, but ups and downs, like a little manic, like a lot manic. Like I'll have a really wonderful thing
okay,
happening.
Okay, I have your answer, Johanna.
Great.
So,
great.
What it is. You want to move forward and you're frightened about your own power. You're frightened about being God. Okay?
I am. I'm terrified.
Well, guys, the only way we're going to see that there's nothing to be frightened about is to claim it and be it.
Okay.
So the only way I could learn that I could be a successful actor and that I could be a movie star is to go out and be it. If the fear held me back from being that, then I could never experience being it and know that I was safe being it. Do you understand?
Yeah, I kind of feel like I'm going to go out there and you know, offer myself up to this. There's a college here that I've worked for that I want a position there because I really think it would be fun and I'd be really good at it. I don't exactly know what it would be, and I feel like even going over there and talking to them about it or calling, that like they're going to ask me something and I'll be kind of like stuck with my pants down, like I won't have the answer because.
Well, you won't know that until you put it out there, will you?
I know, but I wasn't clear about it until I said something to you about it. And I've been experiencing
go ahead.
I'm not a person who regrets things or who is jealous generally. And I don't know if that was just something I was lying to myself about, but recently I've been having those things surface. And it's really,
yes,
I've been
because
feeling
you're watching people get unstuck and move forward. And you're in reaction to that because your psyche is telling yourself, get off your butt and go do it. Right?
Okay.
And so
right.
When we see people that are going out there doing what we want to do and having the courage to do it and going, screw it, I'm going to New York to be an actress. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Right.
But I'm going.
Right. Like they've done the right thing in the past and I haven't. And that's why they have the ability to do these things. But I got what you're saying. I got what you're
yeah,
saying.
That's
so
just,
is there any
that's
bullshit.
Just your mental mind keeping you stuck.
Right. Right.
This is why
so
you're
is there,
stuck. Yeah.
Is there any particular
say what
something
you want.
I can do or core belief? Okay.
Say what you want. Feel it into your love place. Commit to it. Ask the universe to partner with you and start taking steps.
Okay.
You see, you're so in your mind. Go down in your heart, people. Do you know, I did this interview, and then I got to wrap the show up. We're way over. I did this interview the other day, and the last two questions are, how do you describe hope? And this was not me. This was totally the channel. The channel said, hope is not creating. Never looked at it that way before, but all three of us just stopped and went, oh my God, well, if you're hoping for something, you don't have it, do you? So quit hoping.
No.
And start creating. I love you. Okay?
I love you too. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, guys, what a show. Let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.